You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight after 7, it's this week's edition of Reveal. Wildfires are getting bigger, more expensive to fight, and closer than ever to where people live. The consequences can be deadly. Reveal examines how wildfires got so dangerous and how some areas are fighting back. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, on June 29th, 2011, Wisconsin's Budget Repair Act, better known as Act 10, went into effect. It marked a turning point in Wisconsin's political history and launched a major debate over the power of public unions in Wisconsin.
5 years later, a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel special report is looking at how Governor Walker's collective bargaining law has impacted Wisconsin, especially in schools.
Joining us now is Dave Umhafer. He's an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, it sounds like schools in some ways work fairly differently. You described something that we might see around free agency time in a professional sports league, teachers being lured away to other schools for promises of higher salary. Talk about how that landscape has changed.
Yeah, it really has been a big deal. This wasn't discussed much during the whole turmoil and protests around Act 10, but it's a big real-world change. Teachers used to be really tied to a particular school district once they got a few years of service in. It was in their advantage financially. It was in their advantage for job protection. They got tenure. So they tended to stay in one district and oftentimes at the same school. Well, now because of the loss of collective bargaining, those kind of protections are gone, and teachers really don't suffer a financial penalty when they pick up and move to another district. So you're seeing a lot more turnover than you were in the past. And to some extent, the teachers that are most in demand are getting hiring bonuses, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, all the way up to $20,000, especially in areas where there are shortages of teachers. So it's a huge change.
That does come with some costs, though. You write in your report some school districts don't have that kind of money to spend to lure those teachers, so they're scrambling, it sounds like. And other districts, in some cases, might have to pay a bounty for a higher in-demand specialty at the cost of paying other teachers that amount. Is that what you're hearing?
Right. A lot of districts refer to this as poaching, and it's a really unfamiliar feeling for them to have another district come and hire their best teacher away or a superstar, and oftentimes the district that's being poached will try to, you know, offer a retention bonus to teachers to stay. And that, of course, it's more of a private sector approach, where the pay scales used to be the same for teachers who had the same education and years of service. And now, as you can tell, when teachers are coming and going and there's bonuses being paid to certain teachers but not others, things are kind of up in the air, and there's a lot more competition. There's a lot more dissension in the ranks, with certain teachers getting raises and not others. So it leaves districts that had a lower pay scale really looking for other ways to try to attract and retain teachers, because in the past, even if, you know, you were a small district, say near Madison or something, you could hold on to people just because, you know, once they put in a certain number of years, they tended to stay. But it's really a wide open market now.
Talking to Dave Umhafer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the 5-year impact of Act 10, the change in collective bargaining for most state and school district, in this case, employees. Dave, let's talk more about how you did the research. A big part of this story, you reached out and tried to talk to school superintendents around the state. What stood out to you in sort of the survey you did of them?
Sure. Yeah, Rob, we wanted to get sort of beyond anecdotes. You know, there's 424 school districts, and it's just really hard to decide what is a trend when there's so many different stories out there. So we did a survey. We got more than 53% of school superintendents to respond. We also looked at the old teacher contracts in 100 randomly selected school districts. So we have a real good handle on what the trends are. a couple things really jumped out. One was, of course, free agency, as we've discussed, and high number of retirements that have taken place in the wake of Act 10. Merit pay and pay for performance is slowly but steadily becoming more common in school districts. And this is a major shift because before, pay raises were pretty automatic. They were smaller probably in recent years with some of the state limits, but it's a different game now. There's a much more rigorous evaluation system that was separate from Act 10, and slowly but surely merit is coming in, although a lot of districts philosophically disagree with it. They think it's impractical to try to judge teachers who may have, you know, somebody's teaching special ed children, somebody's teaching math, somebody's in a different situation. So it's kind of slowly coming in, but that's a big, big change.
And at the other end of the spectrum, there are some schools, it sounds like, are using more measures to get rid of lower performing teachers, as they define it. Are we seeing more schools get more teachers out of the schools?
Yeah, this is really interesting. You know, for years, administrators of schools would say that the union contracts were so strong. Of course, the administrators had agreed to the contracts, so strong that they really had a hard time firing teachers and documenting. And the reason was that the appeal structure and appeal rights were so strong for teachers. A lot of those rights have really been diminished. So it's much easier now, I think, to non-renew, as they call it, non-renew the contract of a teacher, really for any reason. Their teachers are now sort of at-will employees. And this is a big change. There's some conflicting evidence about how fast it's actually happening, but I think teachers have definitely been put on notice that they need to be more responsive, or they can definitely be let go with much less of a right to try to challenge that in the past. So that's a big change as well. I think the governor has said, you know, he wants the best and the brightest in front of the classrooms, and allowing teachers to or districts to discipline and kind of prod teachers to improve upon sort of threat of firing is one way to perhaps, you know, make sure that you've got better teachers. On the other hand, when you have all this movement of teachers between districts, some will say that they're getting the others best and the brightest, and other districts will say, well, we lost our best and the brightest. So there's a lot of moving parts here.
A lot of moving parts, definitely. And the big question, I guess, when it all comes down to it, is a hard one to measure. How is this all affecting the education the kids are receiving?
Oh, yeah, that's why we're in this, I guess. That's a really, really challenging question. I don't cover education for a living. This is a special project for me. So I was kind of surprised, just as a layperson, to find out how difficult it is to look at statewide testing that all students go through and kind of compare how schools do year to year. The test keeps changing, partly due to political considerations. So over the last 5 years, I think there's two or three major changes in the tests, so that you can't really look at it and say, well, this is the trend and this is why this happened, and trying to go back before Act 10 and look at performance and compare it to now is just really, really difficult.
A lot of people will be trying to make that comparison in the coming years. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us.
I will. You bet.
That's Dave Umhafer, investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about a special report looking at how Act 10 has affected Wisconsin's public schools 5 years after it was passed.